This is Kelly Croy talking about an app on the iPad, which he's showing me. I've even forgotten its name. I have it written down here. I think the app is called Puppet Pals. But keep talking. Go on.
And then it adds it to our archive, and it just puts on a show.
Side by the doors.
Yep. I now see a backdrop of a castle, a drop-dead gorgeous castle with the sea in the background, and I see the head of Kelly appear in the picture. I also see my own head and other characters kind
of
here.
Yeah, you can add as many as you like, and if you change the size of the character on the screen, it picks up any movement you do with them, any size changing, any voiceovers that you do. But again, you can use the border to store all your characters, and it only records what's inside that white box.
Now look, I have a story which has a princess, so I can obviously find a princess,
sure.
Right?
Yeah.
I can find four ponies.
Sure.
Crystal, diamond, silver, and sparkles.
And if you can't find them, you can take pictures of it. You could even draw something and snap a picture of it like that as well. But they give you a few characters, and then you can add to your cast as well.
You do this with your daughter, do you?
Yeah, Jacqueline and Jillian.
Do you do it with other people? Have you
my
ever
students,
done it with them?
My students use it. And
what age are your students?
12 and 13 years old. They're 7th graders.
And they're using this iPad app to make stories.
Right. This is when I talk about digital storytelling, this is just one of them. So before I'd allow my students, they want to do this. But before I let them do this, they have to give me a quick outline and script it. And that's my trick to get them to write. And then they get to...
They have to give you something in writing. They
right.
have to produce a piece of text.
Right.
Because this thing will let you do audio. They would just do audio, wouldn't they?
They would just go right into it.
Yeah.
But I want to share them. You know, that would be good, but if we plan, we can make it great. And what I like about it is, since they know their peers are going to see it, I can upload this on the web. I can. They can take it home. They're going to have a real audience. This isn't something that's going to hang just on their refrigerator or something that's just between the teacher and the student. This is something a lot of people are going to see, and so they want to spend time on it. And so I teach them steps, you know, outlining, storyboarding, and then, you know, probably the most crucial one, that editing, that polishing it up to...
You're doing this with 12 and 13-year-olds.
Oh, and there's teachers here that are doing it with even younger students, absolutely. And there are some fantastic projects going on.
Look, we've very little time. I'm very conscious of your time. You're about to go, I feel, because there are other people at the table are leaving, right? Okay. Can we keep in touch about this via...
Oh, absolutely.
Audioboo and Twitter and email and whatever?
Absolutely.
Right?
And there's some other great digital storytelling apps I'd love to share with you. It's just wonderful. Okay. And it's portable.
Okay. Kelly Croy, thank you. We'll stop. I actually have a little gift I want to give you to welcome you to Ireland. And in fact, I'm going to do it.
Thank you.
I'm going to do it live on air.
Okay.
I'm going to do it live on air because I've already audiobooked it. Look, this may shock you, so please forgive me if it shocks you when you read it, right?
Okay.
But it's actually a self-published book. It's a single poem, right?
Wow.
It's 149 pages long.
Wow.
Right? There are a few typos in there, right?
Okay.
If you find them, you
That's
get
right.
a prize,
all
right? No, but the truth about it is it's an epic poem in 33 cantos, right? It's modeled on Dante's Inferno, and it's vicious, it's nasty, it's very angry, and it complains about the state of Ireland, right?
Okay.
It's in the Kindle store. This is all, certainly the very last copy that I will ever let out of my hands. I have about three more.
Okay.
Battered. That's why it's. But look, I tell you what. This one, and this was not planned,
okay.
But by sheer accident, this one has been signed by Seamus Heaney, right?
Okay.
There's a story. I'm not going to give you this one.
That's fine.
But I'm going to get you another one.
Sure.
One of the other ones, the more battered ones. But I'm shocked. I just suddenly realized that there's a story I'll tell you sometime about how this comes. But look, that's crazy. I will get another
no
copy
problem.
To you, right?
No problem.
But that's what you're getting.
Well, okay. I brought a gift for you as well.
You got me the rhyme of... Yeah.
Are you familiar with Matthew Kelly? He's a.
I am, but only in a general way. Are you serious?
Yes.
Yeah.
And this
the
book,
rhythm of
this, he sent me multiple copies to give to friends when I travel and things like this. And this is one of the books that changed my life. So I want you to have it.
Thank you so much.
I think you'll enjoy it very much after listening to some of your audio blues.
You better
run. You'll enjoy that.
You better. I know. Okay. Everyone is disappearing, and I don't want. But look, I'm so bloody lucky to have met you.
I feel the same.
When do you go back?
I go back early Friday morning.
Do you do Google Plus?
Oh yeah.
Do you do Hangouts on
Google
Plus?
Mm-hmm.
We'll because there's a, you know, as an educator, Jane Boyd in Vancouver.
Yeah, I follow her as well.
Yeah, we must link up.
Yeah, I see you're friends with Chris Brogan as well.
I am. Chris Brogan is wonderful.
He is wonderful.
Do you know him? Have you met him?
No, I haven't.
No,
I just follow his work.
I hope to meet him. I do. Chris, you listen to this. You're probably too busy, but hey, look, Kelly, go on.
Thanks, Paul.
I'm going to stay here.
Thanks for taking
coffee, right?
Sure.
And I'm going to get you that book. I'm a bit embarrassed.
Oh, no,
that was a shock, but...
Hey, thanks for taking time out of your day.
Look, it's nothing to me.
Okay.
Absolutely. Good luck.
All right,
bye-bye.
Have a great day.
I just want to...